The ballast water in big ships carries plants and animals from foreign ports to U.S. waters, with sometimes devastating effects on local environments. Some environmental groups have sued the EPA, saying it's not doing enough to stop the invasive species. The government already requires that ships headed for the Great Lakes exchange their ballast water while at sea to flush out exotic species. But Linda Sheehan with the Center for Marine Conservation says that's not enough.
We're hoping that this lawsuit against EPA will bring in a broader range of protections and controls on ballast water, not just exchange, but perhaps other management methods that would be more effective for the Great Lakes and elsewhere.
And Sheehan adds it's even more important for harbors along the oceans because the ballast water exchange program is only voluntary for ships visiting those ports. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.